This is Verde Park at 9th Street and Van Buren in Phoenix. Birds chirp in the trees and kids ride by on skateboards. And tonight and tomorrow, the park will host Rising Youth Theater in performances called Under the Rug. The three plays will delve into living room stories, each has two directors, one adult and one child. To get a sense of what the shows are all about, I spoke with Matthew Mendez. He just finished his sophomore year at the Metropolitan Art Institute in Phoenix, and his co-director, Lily Gomez, as well as Sarah Sullivan, one of Rising Youth Theater's co-artistic directors.
We are really interested at Rising Youth Theater in moving theater outside of traditional theater spaces and engaging the community through not just the work that we create, but the geography of that work, which we were really excited about this project and the idea of creating creating plays out of stories that happen in neighborhoods, in people's living rooms, in people's home spaces, and then popping up these performances in spaces that are not these intimate personal home spaces, but extremely public, a public park.
Matthew, what was it like sort of talking to people who are strangers to you, who, you know, you're trying to, in some ways, it sounds like maybe get some sort of intimate family details from that you're going to incorporate into a play?
Well, at first I was a little nervous because I have never really been one to make conversation, but because I knew that we were getting valuable information from these families and we were going to use them to create an artwork, it kind of made me more comfortable, and I was able to gain the confidence to ask these people about their living room and about their lives in the living room.
What were some of the things that you learned that maybe surprised you?
How different every family is. I know that not every family, of course, acts the same, but I have never really thought of how they would be different. So listening to these stories and listening to how people live in the living room really surprised me, because they said things or mentioned things that I never really thought someone would do in the living room.
Sarah, is there a hope that by talking to people in the communities in which you're going to be performing, that sort of gives them incentive to come out and see the show?
Yeah, I absolutely think that. For me, I think it's less about incentivizing people to come and more about what we can do as we're creating a play to build a sense of ownership and generate that sense of this is about the place where I live, this is for me, this is for my family, and I have that investment to come and be a part of it and hear these stories and share more stories. We'll work with, as we publicize the show, we'll push people to bring their own stories, family photos, objects from their living rooms to the show to help us continue to tell this story even as these performances are set, but the conversation doesn't end with the performance.
What do you hope to get out of that kind of audience engagement? What kind of discussion would you like to be having?
Well, I'm really interested in the conversations we have across generations and the way adults and youth talk to each other. So as we have these conversations, we're going to have our ensemble, our performers and our directors of all ages out. We don't have a backstage because we're in a park. So everyone will be out with the audience as people are coming in. And I think opening up to those conversations, it's really powerful, I think, to be asked about your story.
Lily, did you feel any additional pressure putting together a show, knowing that the people, you know, the stories are roughly based on, could be sitting, you know, 5 feet away from your actors and actresses putting the show on?
A little bit of yes and more no. I think a little bit of yes because it's, you know, people's stories and it's an intimate thing. A living room setting is an intimate place for everyone and everyone in their households. No, because Rising Youth Theater does a really great job connecting stories with youth and adult artists and creating something specifically for the community.
Did you feel like you had to take maybe more care with the stories, knowing that, as you say, they were very intimate stories from people who are intimately familiar and connected to the place in which you'll be performing?
Yes. I feel that there was a moment in the piece where I had to stop for a minute and be like, wait, is this okay or is this not okay? And then make a judgment to go further into it.
Sarah, I have to ask you logistically, this is not obviously a theater. Your company is known for not putting on performances in theaters, as you discussed. What are some of the logistical issues that you have to deal with being in an open field in a public park?
Well, I think the first thing is really a community respect issue of making sure that we are connecting with the Parks Department, connecting with the neighborhood, that we are partnering with this space and not coming in and taking over this space and saying, like, we're doing theater, enjoy it, you're stuck. So we put a lot of time in making sure that those partnerships are there. And in terms of the logistics, there's a lot of things that we get really used to having as theater artists. Lights, sound. We are in this park where it would be very expensive to bring in a lot of lighting equipment. So we are making really intentional choices about where we position our set so that we can use the stadium lighting that comes with the geography of the space. We need to think about where our actors get changed and make sure people come in costume if we don't have access to dressing rooms. And we need to really think about what happens to take care of both of our artists and our audiences to make sure that everybody knows what's happening, feels safe, knows what's going on all of the time.
Now, obviously, performance in a park is not necessarily unique. I mean, you hear about Shakespeare in the Park and other performances. Are there things that you can draw from those kinds of performances that you can use to your advantage here, or maybe just help you figure something out here?
Absolutely. I think some of it is just that context building, right? As you say, theater in a park is something that is familiar, so people have an understanding of what that might look like, and then our opportunity here is to take that perception of what theater in a park is and make it something that's really unique to this neighborhood, to Rising Youth Theater, and to our community.
I want to ask each of you about, Matthew and Lily, about just sort of being in these two communities. Is there any significance? I know, Lily, you said you live nearby. Is there any significance to you doing this here?
Huge. It's significant. Huge because it's giving back to a community that's growing and thriving and has a ton of culture that has been here long enough to have said, like, we created this area, you know. It's giving them a voice of empowerment. It's giving something back to kids in the neighborhood that are interested in the arts. It's opening the eyes to them to do something like that. So I think this is huge to be doing this in both of these neighborhoods.
And Matthew, you don't live in either of the neighborhoods where you'll be performing, but it sounds like you've sort of gotten to know these neighborhoods and the people who live there.
Yeah, I think that it is significant that we're performing in these areas because we have based our plays on the stories from people in these areas. So I think that creating this beautiful piece of art or theater is really giving back to them in a positive way, to know that there are people that actually are interested and care for the people in these neighborhoods.
That's Matthew Mendez, one of the directors of Under the Rug and a student at the Metropolitan Art Institute in Phoenix. We also heard from his co-director, Lily Gomez, as well as Sarah Sullivan, one of Rising Youth Theater's co-artistic directors. Their performances will be tonight and tomorrow night at Verde Park in Phoenix's Garfield neighborhood, and Saturday and Sunday nights in Phoenix's Coronado Park.